Coming up on Stuck in Beta, we're tackling a Piney River sampler pack and debating if it's finally time to take this show on the road.
I'm over here stressing out about my neighbor's grass and getting ready to rewire almost an entire house.
While I'm just breaking in some new running shoes between trips to Grant's Farm, Ted Drew's, and eating s'mores by the bonfire.
We're also reviewing the cinematic masterpiece, Bushwhacked. And we're Frankensteining some Utz chips together to taste like a burger and asking, what exactly happened to the California raisins?
Plus, some massive TV binges. It all starts right now.
Let's get stuck.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing really good, actually.
Really good? Yeah. Oh, tell me why.
I've been doing a lot of running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been talking about that the last few weeks. It's
literally, I'm on a 12-day streak.
Really?
Yeah.
That's freaking impressive.
Yeah. I haven't done that in forever.
Wow. So, I never have done that.
Yeah. And I was doing it with the dogs, but this... you know, running with the dogs, but Ruby had a little mark on her paw pad.
Oh, really?
And
from like scraping it?
I don't know if it was from scraping it or what. Huh. So I've been kind of afraid to take her. So I've been, and of course, without them, my speed goes up. when you're going, you're going at a good pace, and then all of a sudden, some little dog on the side starts barking, and they're like, gotta go that way. I'm like, ah, come on. You know,
it's good training though. It's kind of like running with one of those parachutes on your back. You know, when you take the parachute off, you're
faster.
So
I've heard the same with people who are pushing like their kid in a stroller or something, running with that, and then when they go without it, it's like a breeze, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
You don't have that extra weight.
Yeah,
but I've been meaning to do this for a while, but my neighbor, he even suggested, he goes, if you're doing the running thing a lot, he goes, my suggestion, he goes, it's an investment, he goes, get a good pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you probably said that as well, but
yeah because we did the 5K last year and you were like, let me find my running shoes, and they like
they got holes,
the
in,
holes
it.
In the top of them,
still have them. It's funny because I probably have had them 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And Runkeeper must be connected with the Fitbit app that I use now, or Google Health app. And so I put those shoes in there 10 years ago, and it tracks how many miles you have done on it. And it wasn't tracking any of my latest runs or anything.
Oh.
So... and even without it tracking however many miles I've done this year, it was still like 295 miles it said I put on those shoes.
That's a lot.
And those are not a high mileage. They do have like mileages to the running shoes.
For sure.
I didn't know that. So I got some Brooks Glycerin 23s.
Okay.
They are like running on a cloud.
Uh-huh.
It is... like night and day difference.
Yeah.
Like my foot used to, you know, really pound the pavement.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know.
Oh, you mean like the sound? You can actually
You
hear
can
it?
Tell audibly the sound.
Yeah.
Plus,
huh.
You know, you can feel it as well. You're not, you know, stomping as hard. You know, I've been trying to run a little better though too without hitting hard.
I have a pair of Brooks on my feet right now.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel like they are the nicest, most comfortable shoes I've ever owned.
Yeah.
And I really want to purchase some more. And I remember this, we're not sponsored by Brooks, but if you'd like to reach out.
Yeah.
Our friend Jeremy, he came up and one of his visits, or we saw each other, and he noticed, and he's like, oh, you found your way to Brooks too, huh? And, you know, he and his wife Robin, I think at the time, were both wearing their Brooks tennis shoes. So, you know, I guess the word is out. They are a pretty good quality shoe.
Yeah. I had tried a few. I went to Hibbett's in town because they have all the shoes. And I tried on the Ghost. They were a little more narrow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And these Glycerins were a little wider, and they seemed, I mean, the cushion is much more too.
Yeah.
Of course, they're also the more expensive, but you know.
How much were they?
So I ended up not getting them at Hibbett's. Their regular price is $175.
Oh, wow.
I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, had a $20 off deal for Memorial Day, mm-hmm. so I got it $155.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a pretty good price. That probably indicates that they're pretty good quality
right.
at that price range. I don't know that mine were that expensive. Probably not. I bet they were half that, probably in the 70 or 80 range or something, but... I know, I actually just heard on a podcast I was listening to yesterday that there is an actual shoe that is intended for like single use marathon running.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, you can obviously still wear them, but it's like the quality, they're designed to like be able to withstand that hard nonstop running for whatever it is, 30 miles or whatever.
Yeah, 26.2?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But why would you want something that just,
I guess,
follow, like
it's like the durability of like the as good as it can get for that amount of time. But then I haven't done any research on it. I just thought it was interesting. But apparently they're pretty expensive too, just because they're like guaranteed to have like the strength and stability to be able to give you the best, I guess, fitness and all of that in that
right.
duration of time.
I'm thinking though the. Isn't that kind of what race car tires? Don't they switch? Maybe. So many laps.
Yeah, I was gonna say multiple times during the race.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, it could be the same type. But I thought that was more just the amount of speed and speed, friction,
yeah.
heat. You know, that breaks down the tire faster.
Yeah.
You know, because you're constantly making the
left turns.
Yeah. I'm making another left, you know. So, well, that's cool. I'm talking about myself. That's cool. No. I'm really what I'm doing.
We got a little bit of a different camera angle this time. If anybody happens to watch us on YouTube, I lost my tripod. I don't know where it is. It's probably in my garage or something. And you had yours, but it's a little bit like not as stable, and we were afraid Ruby's going to run into it, so I set it up in the corner there. Get a little bit of a shot of your trophy case back here.
Oh, my trophy case.
Yeah.
There's no trophies on there.
Well, it looks like a trophy case.
Well, yeah.
Your Voltron beer, I don't know if that's in frame,
yeah.
but still missing, what is it, number 7?
Eight. I ought to get 10 while it's still out, because
yeah.
I haven't gotten that one yet.
But yeah.
Speaking of beer, we got one today. We've had big, I keep calling it Big Piney. It's Pine, I don't know why.
Yeah, I think, is that the river? Is it Big Piney?
Yeah, maybe that is. Well, it's Piney River Brewing. It's in the Ozarks. And they had a sampler pack, which I know we've had Piney River before. We've tried a couple, reviewed a couple. But this one came with a small batch, and it didn't say on the box what it was, so when you open it up, you kind of see what you get. And each of these, it's a small batch can, and then it's got like a sticker on it that has the name. So this one is Old Tom Porter, which is one of their normal beers they have, but it's Old Tom Porter with vanilla beans. So
sounds good. Let's see. Sometimes the cows get out of the barn, it says on the side. Not sure what that's in reference to. It is Big Piney River, though, that is the river down there in the Ozarks. So
I wasn't that far off.
Ever since we started doing Beer 30, I remember that we have always wanted to take a field trip to Piney River to go to the brewery there.
Yeah.
Never have made it. You haven't been there either, have you?
Don't think so.
I think it's outside of Springfield, but I'm not sure how far. It's kind of like in a maybe a not so easy to get to location, or it's not near like any big towns or cities.
So I'm gonna see if there's any kind of description of this.
Man, it smells really
says,
good.
Just says traditional brown porter brewed with roasted malts featuring chocolate and coffee. No, not that. That's not it. Oh, wait. Chocolate and coffee flavors with balanced hop profile. This variant is loaded with Madagascar vanilla beans, which provides vanilla flavor and deeper chocolate flavors.
Hmm. Smells excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
That is a really solid beer.
Yeah. I agree. I think I get kind of a little bit of kind of chocolate flavor, but that vanilla is, in my opinion, subtle.
Yeah, it's not very strong. It's got definitely that porter flavor that you normally get, that kind of that coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee
smokiness maybe a little
bit. It's a really good beer, and 5.5%. I think we've talked about this before. Porters and stouts, they're so closely related, but is it stouts just end up being a higher ABV?
I don't think that's it. Let's see here. Porter versus stout. Porters and stouts are closely related dark ales that share deep roots and overlapping flavors. The most reliable modern distinction that porters use malted barley and feature sweeter chocolatey notes, whereas stouts use unmalted roasted barley, resulting in a drier, bolder, coffee-like bitterness.
Hmm. Well, I gotta say, this is really good.
Yes, I was gonna say, I give it an A. This is high quality.
This is really an A. I don't know if I've had the original Old Tom Porter beer that they make. Maybe I have, but this variant is really, really good. And yeah, I'll give it A+. It's among one of the best we've tried this year.
Yeah, for sure. We've had some stinkers.
We've had some stinkers, and the two that outshine are this one and the luggage.
Combination
lock.
No, luggage. Wasn't it luggage?
Luggage combination.
Yeah. Play on the
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs reference. Yeah. That's a
big
one.
Yeah. From Second Definitely. Shift. Check this out if you can find it. It's in their old. I keep making up the old. I either add old to piney or big to piney. It's big piney. Piney River Brewing Company. The Taste of the Ozark Sampler Pack.
I'm going to have to pick this up because I know Lori would love this beer in particular. She just went and got some for us, and I'm like, yeah, just get me. I've been drinking the Lookout IPA from, or Pale Ale rather, not IPA, the Lookout Pale Ale from Logboat.
And, oh, yeah.
Because it's summertime. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, even though it's summertime, this is a good beer. But she picked herself up some stouts from Four Hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's all about the dark beer, so I think she would really enjoy this one.
I gotta say, this almost has a nostalgia feel to me. Kind of like, not like back when I was a kid or anything, but back when we first started our craft brewing type, you know, tasting all these newer craft beers or whatever, I'd say within like 15 years ago,
right.
I'd say. And it just takes me back to discovering like, oh, this is different than I'm used to.
Yeah.
You know, I so used to the lagers and the ales and stuff.
Yeah.
This was just, it just reminds me of It's a good feeling. So
that takes me back.
There you go.
Give me one second. I just want to verify that our mics are picking up over here because I can't see. Okay. Depending on how I have that thing plugged in, the lights either show towards us or away from us.
Okay.
So it had me worried there for a second. But I mentioned taking a road trip. That's always been our. We wanted to, you know, go out and visit Piney River, Piney River. Now you got me second guessing what this place is called, but
Piney River Brewing.
Piney River Brewing. But Lori suggested that we should take our show on the road and take our little mini mics and just we use as my camera now. And I think the audio quality comes across pretty well out of these mics. I don't know if you've watched any of the YouTube.
Yeah, they turn out really well.
Yeah, so she suggested just, hey, you guys ought to go to some of the local breweries or restaurants or whatever and have a beer and your lunch or whatever and just discuss your podcast topics while you're there. And
yeah,
I think it would be easy enough. We don't need the studio.
Yeah. It's not like we'd be on stage or anything.
Yeah.
You'd probably be at the bar or at a booth.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So I thought that was a real, I don't know why.
And everyone around, why are you guys talking so strange? Like,
I mean, really, it would be just a conversation. And we wouldn't have our headphones on or anything like
well,
that.
Well, that's true.
I mean, we could take a laptop if we really wanted to. Well, I guess I'd almost have to because I use my phone. But I thought that'd be pretty fun and maybe kind of break up, you know, things a little bit and give us a chance to try some of these other places or try them again or whatever. So.
And yeah, if we're going somewhere, we definitely have a beer to try.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So maybe next week we'll either hit Central Tap or Main and Mill.
And maybe we could talk with, I don't know, like someone who works there.
Yeah,
like,
that would be really cool.
Just a quick, hey, this is, you know, we're trying your beer here and reviewing it. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, or, you know. That's a good idea. So, yeah, we'll see where that takes us. But we used to do field trips back in the old, it was for Beer 30, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was like three or four. There wasn't like a lot. I remember, obviously, we did the, we did Tanglefoot Brewfest, and we went to
Main and Mill.
Main and Mill, the St. Genevieve, when he was showing us around. That, man, there was like three or four parts of that.
Yeah.
And then it ended up, he moved and sold. I don't think he ever started up.
I think it became a library or something like that, or a bookstore.
He did a really nice job, at least on the residential side of the brewery building. But
and then what was the place in Crystal City we went to? The Ice.
Oh yeah, the
Rumors.
Ice Bar. Rumors on Ice. Yeah. Yeah, they were always really nice there.
But it was, I always felt like super, I don't know, what's the word, like I don't deserve to do, I don't know, it sounds stupid, but like imposter syndrome. I always felt that to an extent because they were like giving us free beer everywhere we went. It was like, it felt really cool, but it also felt a little bit awkward. And I don't think I would have that same feeling now because I think before we had like a little bit more like stuff to lug around and we didn't know what we were doing at all, but it was fun.
We even have microphones though at
no, I don't think we did.
Yeah, we just had a camera and pointed at us and
maybe we had the thing you're using now.
Oh, maybe, yeah. That I didn't hit record on.
Oh no.
That's all right.
Shoot. I usually will say something, but
yeah, those were a lot of fun back then, so I think we can do a version of that.
Well, apparently I'm gonna have to have that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have that audio anyway.
So what else? Cool. Yeah. So what have you been doing this? I mean, we just had the big Memorial Day weekend. You do anything?
Well, hung out with you one night. We went to dinner at that restaurant.
I don't even have that on my list, and I forgot about that.
Yeah. Was it called the Tavern?
The Tavern. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of, I thought it was a funny name for a pretty, I would call it a upper scale restaurant?
Yeah, it was definitely an higher end. It wasn't like higher end, like everyone needs to wear a jacket when you walk
right,
in.
No.
But it was, and
everybody there was dressed nice, though. I did notice that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of women were in dresses, and men were in, like, slacks and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, they put us in a nice, like, private table in the back.
Because there was, what, six?
There was like eight of us.
Eight,
cause we
had our, plus
you,
the baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nine if you count. Yeah, because you had your granddaughter. We had our two kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But great food.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting option that they had that I just decided, well, Lori and I decided to split. I don't know that I'd ever seen that at a restaurant before, where you could get four small portions of four different entrees.
Yeah, it was like samplers, like a sampler menu, essentially, or a tasting, like you do with beers, you get a taste, a mini pours of all that. It was kind of the same way. You had four different entrees in a little smaller size.
I forget what it was called, the name for it. I mean, it was like four different things, but they called it something. It reminded me of like the bounty meal that we had.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it was really good food. It was really good atmosphere and service. And, yeah, the whole nine yards. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I enjoyed the food. I think I really, really enjoyed the dessert. It was simply a chocolate chip cookie with ice cream. What was there? Peanut butter drizzle and a peanut butter mousse on it.
Yeah.
And it was in a skillet. And the guy, here's the thing. He says, yeah, you probably split amongst five people. I'm like, I don't know that.
I when he said that, I expected it to come out in like
a pan
you'd
skittle.
Have, like you'd have on your stove.
No, it was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
It was good, but and I'm like,
I was
this
glad
is barely
it wasn't.
A two person.
Yeah, exactly. I was glad it wasn't actually any bigger than that.
Right. Yeah.
But it was really good all around and had a fun time and I would definitely try that place again.
Yeah.
That was in what was the area? Is that not Creve Coeur?
That's Valley Park there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Valley Park?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool. And other than that, I went to a Memorial Day party the next day with some friends, just had a grill, had a just typical Memorial Day type thing, and we had the granddaughter with us again that day, and we were in the process of we'll take her with us whenever we have the chance. And it's just kind of fun to spend that time with her and also show her off to other people and that kind of thing. And she's getting to the age now, which you saw, where she's like wanting to be down and she can't really, she can't even really crawl yet. I mean, she's trying to crawl and she'll do like a military crawl or whatever you call it, where it looks like we call it the wounded soldier because it almost looks like the right side of her body is doing most of the work and the left side is just kind of dragging along. But other than that, she wants to be like down or, standing all the time and like holding your hands. And so we took her to this other get together and she was, just kind of like, go, busy, and wanting us to like walk around with her, and everybody was like playing with her and everything. And then she got really crabby and we were on the verge of leaving because, we'd been there for a few hours and we're like, oh, we better go. She's getting fussy. Well, then Lori sat down with her for a couple minutes and I think she had a bottle or a drink or something and she passed out and we're like, oh shoot. And I don't know how you guys handled it, but like we're really cautious now of like making sure we don't disrupt nap schedule because they can be like thrown off and messes up.
We never did.
You didn't really?
No.
Well, see, on, I don't know, one of the other days, Lori took her somewhere and she was like disrupting her. Like every time she put her in a car, she'd fall asleep and then she'd like wake her up and fall asleep, wake it up. And she was like a little bit crabby the rest of the day and didn't go to bed that night at her normal time. And so we sat there for like she ended up sleeping for like 2 hours.
Oh man.
On Lori's lap. And
well,
we just didn't want to disrupt her sleep.
I guess it depends on what time. Like if it's after 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere around there, it's after that time and they decide to nap, you gotta you won't sleep tonight. Peter used to be bad about that because we would sometimes we go to pick him up from my mom's house and he'd be sleeping. I'm like, oh no. Now, obviously he doesn't nap anymore, but yeah, definitely I am remembering that now.
Yeah.
When they were little, when they were real little though, they could sleep a pretty long time.
Oh yeah. And she does sleep through the night now. She's 13 months old, and she sleeps through the night. Generally, she'll wake up and be a little fussy and usually just needs, like, her binky put back in her mouth or something like that, and she'll fall back to sleep. But yeah, that was fun. Good Memorial Day. Planted, went out and got a bunch of flowers on Monday, I think, and planted them in our pots. I kept wanting to say buckets, but that's not what you put flowers in.
Do you plant those tomatoes?
Yes. Yeah. So I have 5 tomato plants all together now. They're all doing pretty well, strong, they look like.
Yeah, I hope mine do well. We got a rabbit that's just hanging out, and it's always around. I'm telling the dogs to go get him.
Yeah.
You know, go pee in places to scare, you know. Keep them away, and I sprinkled like cayenne pepper around my garden and stuff. Yeah. Supposedly that'll keep it away, but
right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. My Memorial Day weekend, we did the dinner out, and then, I guess that was Saturday. Sunday night, we had a bonfire. Neighbors came over, and we hung out, had s'mores. That was a good time. And then the next day, we went to Grant's farm. I hadn't been there in a pretty long time, and we used to go there just to get the free
beer at the end. Yeah,
you still get two pours, which is a good, you know, it's a good size.
Yeah,
you know,
it's probably about 12 ounces.
Yeah, right? It probably is, and they don't have the same variety that back in the day.
Yeah,
because remember they used to have everything AB owned, and they would give you all sort. Now there's like Budweiser, Bud Light, Stella. I think there's Kona, a couple Kona beers. Mm. There isn't as Busch.
Is there like Mango Cart? Do they?
Mango Cart's one of them.
I think I went last year,
and I just got a Budweiser, and then I didn't even get my second beer. I'm like, man, this is so different than what it used to be.
Yeah,
we used to get our two beers, wait for the shift change.
Yeah,
because they would never recognize you. They go through so many people, and then we'd end up getting 4 free beers instead of 2. Or
I wonder if you could still get away with that.
I don't see why you couldn't.
There's no ticketing
system or anything like that. But
I'm actually surprised that's still going strong in the same way that it always has been, because at the brewery it's changed dramatically.
Yeah, they give you a token and that's it, right?
And I think you may have to pay for something, right? Maybe not. I thought you had to pay for the tour now, but I could be wrong.
So it's been a while since I went on the tour, but they had like a free version of the tour, which you got a token to get a drink from the bar at the end, and then there was the, like, you paid to get into the higher end one, which brought you into the bottling and canning area, which I don't think they take you there anymore.
Okay.
Unless you pay. And that was always my favorite part, watching the, you know, all the cans and bottles going on the conveyor, getting filled and capped and all that.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any free tours anymore.
Not even one, man.
Yeah, there's different levels. There's a Clydesdale VIP experience that's 1 hour, and that's $30. A finisher tour that is only 1 hour. It says, not much time, get right to the good stuff. That's $20.
The finisher tour, what is?
It says, with a path that brings you right to the lager cellars, the finisher tour is perfect for visitors looking to pop in and grab the freshest beer in all of St. Louis. And then there is the day fresh tour, which is the cheapest one. It's $15, and it's an hour, looks like about an hour and a half.
Well, remember when we were in Colorado a couple of years ago, and we were like, oh, Coors is right there. Mm-hmm. We're so close to Golden. Let's go. And we popped in, and they said there's no tours. Well, there is, but you have to pay in advance. You have to get there in advance.
Yeah.
And they said, just get on the bus and talk to them at the front. And I think we did have to pay something to get into the hospitality room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
So they may all charge now.
It may be. But check this out. There's one that's 4 hours long. It's called the King of Beers Tour, and it's $150.
Oh, my God. 4 hours, though?
Yeah.
Man.
Don't miss this exclusive opportunity to walk in the shoes of an Anheuser-Busch brewmaster, the King of Beers Tour. Spend an unforgettable day at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery and check off another... I don't know what the rest of it says. I assume they give you beer on all of these tours. Yeah, it shows him pouring for these ladies.
That may be interesting, though, if you're going for... with, you know, a brewmaster, and he's like going, oh, these are I don't know how it is, but these are ones we're working on testing. You want to try these?
This one actually says lunch in the beer garden and a variety of gifts are included.
Huh.
So that would probably be cool. It doesn't say how many beers though.
I need to know.
You get to taste a variety of beers, it looks like. But yeah. That's cool. I remember you shared that picture of you having that beer at Grant's Farm.
Yeah, I'm glad they still do that. And if you ever go out there, pay online for parking, pay online for the fun pass. If you take, well, you don't have kit. Well, maybe Lila, but you know, even she's kind of small. But,
she might. Lori took her to the zoo last week, so.
Well, I know she, but like for feeding the animals and all that, I don't know. She may be too small for that.
Yeah.
But it's like $15 there, but if you pay online, it's $12. So yeah. we had a good time. And then afterwards, we went to Ted Drew's and got ice cream or custard.
Yeah.
And my new flavor that I've been getting, well, I got tiramisu used to be what I would get all the time. It's pistachios, chocolate, caramel. It was awesome. But this time and the time before, I started getting strawberry shortcake, and it's got basically just the cake, the ice cream, the whipped cream, strawberries. I don't know. It's just so good. It really good there.
I pretty much will lean towards the fruit flavored treats as well.
It's a big one too, because they only have one size for that one. But you know, I have no problem finishing that.
Speaking of going to Grant's Farm and Ted Drew's, I came across this list that somebody had created, and I stole it. It was basically like adventure day ideas, like just things you could do in the area for, you know, like a day of fun, or maybe even like a couple things over a weekend. And I put it in the show notes there. I don't know if you have access to it or not.
It says I don't.
But it's just I'll see if I can share it with you. But I was going to use it for Lori and I, because a lot of these things we've done on the list. So there's like Cahokia Mounds, Butterfly House, there's AB Brewery Tour, like we just talked about, Science Center Zoo, like things you are front of mind that you typically think about, visit the arch, you know, things like that. But then there's a lot of these things on here that I've probably heard about, but I've never gone to them. And so like tour Frank Lloyd Wright House in Ebsworth Park, Daniel Boone Home, I have done that.
Yeah.
Scott Joplin House, Kemper Art Museum, Jazz St. Louis. Boat tour on the Mississippi. I don't see it now, but that sounded pretty cool. Just like little things like that that you can do that are in the St. Louis area that maybe you don't, you know, often think of. And when you have a weekend free or looking for a day-date idea, I thought this would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to share it with you.
there's a place in St. Louis that I've wanted to go for some times. I was seeing if it was still around. It's called Pieces. It's a board game bar and restaurant.
I have been there, actually.
You have been there?
Yeah, we went there for one of the kids' birthdays. It was pretty cool, but there was something about it that we were like, I think it was very expensive or something. Something was really costly about it, but I can't remember what it was. I don't remember if we had to rent something or... I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
The game room or escape room in town, I didn't realize this, but it's called Boxed In, and they have a separate location, which I believe is the location. They must have bought it or something. The location that we went to for your 40th birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
In Concord Plaza. Yeah, I just got a text from them the other day, and I think that they must have purchased that one. I don't know what it used to be called.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was called either. Oh, that's interesting.
I remember we went to that one for your birthday, and we did really well. We had your cousins and several people with us, and I feel like we got out in like 40 minutes or something like that.
We beat the girls. It was guys in girls in another.
That's right.
And I don't know if we had... I'm assuming they were different escape rooms, though.
I think
different
so.
Different themes.
But similar, if I remember right. Like, the things on the wall, like they functioned similarly.
Yeah. I don't even remember the theme to it. I just remember...
I don't think it really had one.
Yeah. Because the one Boxed In is really good at the themes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to... I really like the 90s one was really good.
Yeah.
Naughty or Nice. That was good.
Christmas
we
one.
Did that yeah. out... I don't even think it was Christmas when we did it, but it was really good. I think it would have been even more fun if it was closer to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been in quite some time.
No.
It's been a couple years. I think the one, is it, do you see like a Yeti or
there's
something
Search
like that?
Search for Sasquatch.
Maybe that's it. I think that's the newest one.
And then
one.
There's Lost Souls. I don't remember doing that. I think we did a restaurant one. It doesn't look like they have that one.
Oh, and we failed at that one, right?
We got through it. We had to ask for a bunch of questions, but I don't see that one anymore. I wasn't a huge fan of that one. The 90s one was neat because it was kind of a room that leads to a room that leads to a room.
And they still have that one, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think that one was really well done. And
yeah.
It, you know, I understand why they keep it around.
Yeah, it had an actual looking Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Within the
yeah.
space, yeah.
You had to sneak into it, yeah. So, you want to do snack, I guess?
Sure.
Okay, let's...
snack it up. Cashews, almonds,
macadamia nuts. So I was just thinking, when I recorded earlier, I didn't, when I played the intro earlier,
yeah,
we were the only ones that heard it, and it made no sense to even play it. So here's the thing, I like to say that a lot, Utz Chips, I don't know if they were not available around this area for a long time or what, but... They have a huge section at the grocery store, and there was this burger sizzle chip that was, I can't remember if it was for the 250th, you know, the
birthday of
birthday,
our country.
The country. I could not find that anywhere. It's supposed to be there. It Schnucks in their app. You got a little button you could click to light up the tag so you can find it,
mm-hmm.
and nothing lit up. I couldn't find it anywhere. So we're stuck with a few different varieties, which I two could be considered maybe on a burger. This other one isn't. We'll start with the one that isn't.
Okay.
Because hot honey, we've had a hot honey chip before.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that was Boulder.
It
or
was.
Something.
That is an excellent chip.
So we'll see what.
I mean, you could put this on a burger. Put hot honey on a burger.
Can we put hot honey on a burger?
Sure.
Yeah, let's reach in.
So these are more the
hot honey.
Not Ripple, but what's the.
The.
Like Lay's style.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it.
Non Ripple.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I don't taste heat, though.
I got a little bit on the tip of my tongue. It was a zing.
They're good.
Yeah.
But
Not bad. I think I like the bolder one better.
The bolder ones are better.
I am getting a little heat. You need to try a couple more.
Yeah, I did on that last one. All right. This is just a... I don't even know... I just got this because I know I'll eat them. Because this is Oh, yeah. Yeah, the heat. It's there.
Yep.
Cheddar and sour cream. We know what these taste like.
Yeah.
I just got these because they were buy two, get one free.
I tried looking up to see where Utz is from, but I haven't found anything yet. Oh, these smell really good. Oh, these are really good.
These... So I love the Ruffles version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. These may have something on them.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's got a sharper flavor.
Yeah. They, are their ripples, like, tighter?
They are. It's a tighter ripple.
Yeah. Yeah, these are really good. I would say they're leading as far as my favorite so far. And I don't know about this next one.
Now, this isn't dill pickle. It's fried dill pickle. So, now, honestly... Some of the dill pickle chips and stuff or crackers or whatever have been better than others. So
we're back to the ripple. Different than I expected. Not bad.
Now.
Definitely better. Definitely better than like sour cream.
I like those. Yeah. I don't think they're bad. So now what would happen if we make our own little burger here with the cheddar, the dill, I guess honey? I don't know.
You didn't get the beef flavor?
I didn't have a beef flavor one or a ketchup and mustard. Honey was the closest I get.
Yep.
This is going to make a mess, so I'm going to have to shove this whole thing in.
Yeah. That's not bad. I get all the flavors.
I think that more or less tastes like a loaded baked potato when you do that.
That's true. They're pretty good.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nothing too out of the park this week.
I enjoyed them, though. I think the hot honey flavor is... I know it's been kind of a fairly recent fad or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, within the last 5 years or so.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. But I like honey a lot. So we just went to... A farmer's market, and I bought some honey from locally sourced bees. But yeah, I like honey. I eat it every day, so I would say though the Boulder is better than the Utz on the honey.
So, have you? Because I asked you last time, have you tried the hot honey? Oh, you don't have the actual hot honey though.
No, we do now. Well, maybe it's the barbecue sauce now that I think about it.
You got to try it on pizza.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that once. Yeah. Haven't done that yet.
It works really well.
I will have to try that. Those were good.
Do you need another beer?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can split one. You're not going to twist my arm here.
I don't know what you want.
Just surprise me. Grab whatever.
I'll just get one
of
those walnut.
Oh, okay. Stick with the dark one. This one was very, very good. I definitely enjoyed it. And how many of each flavor were in there? Three?
Three.
Okay.
Do you want a full one or do you want
to... No, we can split
our
own drink.
What are we going to do?
Finish yours then.
I can finish this.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we had homework for last week. I was wondering if you... did your homework.
I did do my homework.
Oh, good, good.
I forgot all about it. I'm glad you reminded me yesterday, or whenever that was that you reminded me, but I watched it last night. Our movie Bushwhacked from 1995.
So we saw this out in a theater when it was released.
Yeah. August of 1995.
Was there like nothing else out at that time, or
I don't know.
I just feel it's weird that we went to see this movie, but
so Daniel Stern was pretty funny around that time. I mean, he was in Home Alone and he was in
Home Alone 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's drawing a blank on anything else. But I remember we were really fond of like the slapstick comedy at the time. And wasn't Billy Madison released around that time? Or
probably
Happy Gilmore?
Tommy Boy and
yeah,
Happy Gilmore. Yeah, so probably maybe, all that stuff.
Maybe it had that kind of look to it or
Dumb
something.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
It was 94 or so.
Yeah. So I think it was around the time that I didn't go to see the movie, go to the theater too often prior to like the mid 90s when I was driving.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know. I don't know if we just thought, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. Well, let me set it up. It's okay. Daniel Stern is he's kind of a, I guess, a loser. He works for a delivery company, but he's not really the greatest. So he got a deal with this guy that he was going to deliver some packages, and if he would deliver them at a certain time, he would get $50 for each package. Yeah. There was going to be four packages. So apparently that was a big amount of money at the time. So he decides, it could wait. And he doesn't deliver it on time like it was supposed to. And when he gets there, there's like a house, like a room on fire. There's a guy that the FBI says, stop, get out of there. And they start coming out after him, mm-hmm. thinking that he killed this guy.
Yeah.
So he hides out, ends up a switched identity with some other guy. I'm not going to get all into that. But he ends up somehow a really weird, twisted path, but he makes it where he is, ends up going on a overnight with a scout troop where yeah. he's the head scout. The mom's like, oh, you must be the head yeah. scout. And yeah, I am. Okay, mm-hmm. let's go, kids.
No, it was more like, I am?
Yeah.
So, I'm what?
Yeah. So he goes out with the kids, and I guess comedy ensues.
Now, the reason why we brought this up last week, just for context, was that it has been a long-standing running joke between the two of us that when we went to see this in the theater, there was an older gentleman sitting behind us, not directly behind us, but in the theater further back, that must have either never seen a movie before or certainly never been to a theater, because he was like talking to his wife and like just couldn't believe some of the things that were going on in the movie, and was like laughing out loud hysterically and talking back to the movie.
Could have been
like
drunk
that.
Or high, too.
Yes,
I don't know.
Definitely sounded like one or the other. That's a possibility. So we decided to rewatch it. I did not have any recollection
me
of
neither.
Anything in the
me
movie.
Neither.
You
know.
Did remember the peeing scene, though,
I
didn't
did
you?
That was the only scene I remembered.
And I didn't remember that until I watched it. But so I made some notes on what I thought of it. I was actually taking notes as I was watching.
So okay, you want to go first, or should
sure.
I go first? Okay.
Well, I got to be honest. I really wanted to turn it off after about 10 minutes.
Really? Really?
I was like, this is hokey and corny and just not great acting, and it just felt like it was just totally cheesy.
Yeah.
But I continued.
Yeah?
Yeah. What did you think?
So I had that same thought at the beginning. I'm like, this is like the comedy at the beginning and all that was really like, it wasn't that great. It seemed like it was written in over a weekend.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to have to say this.
Really?
However, once he got into the scout, yes, there was still the corniness and all yeah. that, But once he got in with the kids and then started the bonding with the kids, I think the kids are more of the stars of this movie, I think, rather than him, because they kind of take over, and they're actually better campers than and better scouts than, because he's terrible. He does he can't, and like it, he does end up bonding with them and gets, you know, at the end he gets, you know, he saves everyone. But it, I felt on, you know, once I put aside all the hokey comedy and all that, I'm like, if I came into this as a kid's movie, not like, like the, what was it, the Three Ninjas, or what was the...
To me, it reminded me of like the Mighty Ducks or Bad News Bears.
It, in that vein, it was okay. It wasn't the best, but it was no Goonies. Let's say that.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It was no, it was no E.T. or any of any of, I just named two Spielberg movies.
Definitely wasn't a Spielberg movie. That's true.
But it, it definitely felt like, even at the time where we went, it wasn't meant for us.
No, we were 18 years old at the time.
It was a 10 to 12 year old movie, you know?
Yeah. So a couple of things that I noted. So the dumb cop and the mom actually thought he was a scout leader.
Yeah, I know.
Question mark. Because the scout or the cop pulls him over and is like, "You're late." And he's like, or I don't even remember what he says. And he's like, essentially confessing, saying like, "This is not me. It's a, it was a mistake." Blah blah blah. And he's like, "Well, come on, I'm gonna get you there, buddy. It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Huh?" And it, I back up just for a minute. Like the intro where he's walking down the street. I don't know if you remember that, but it's like, what is that song?
Staying Alive.
Yeah. And I kind of liked that. The intro was like kind of got me into it, but then immediately it felt like there was a lot of that like cheesy dubbing over. I don't know if you caught that or not, where it was like, it didn't sound like he had a line, but then it would cut away to not his face, and he would say like another line, and you're like, that it didn't even like flow very well. It's clearly
so a lot of editing afterwards.
And then the pee scene was ridiculous. Like the, I mean, I guess it would be hilarious if you were a 12-year-old boy, but what I thought was really crazy is there was, so these kids were supposed to be like, what, 10 years old? Or I know the dad referenced the one kid was 10 years old, but they're all standing on the edge of a cliff, like shoulder to shoulder peeing.
Yeah.
Like, we've both been 12. We were never standing shoulder to shoulder peeing. And
I don't know. I've my boys in the well, they're a lot younger, but
yeah,
they're let's go pee outside. That's the cool. Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine doing that, even, you know,
well, at that and
age. Maybe five, but not 10.
These were kids and they were peeing for about 3 minutes straight. I mean, they hadn't just downed, you know, a bunch of beers or something,
right?
They were just, you know.
And the dumb FBI agents, like, oh, this, he's down at the bottom of the cliff.
Refreshing.
And, yeah, it's refreshing. He's getting peed on, and then he starts to taste it. And the scout leader or whatever is like, that's not rain.
Yeah.
What else did I put? One of the things, I don't know if you looked in, excuse me, into it that deeply was, I started looking up a lot of the actors. I don't know. I just went on, like, you know, Google and looked at the cast. A lot of them have passed away, including the kids.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see that.
So the scout leader, I don't know. I remember what his name. I mean, he was older in the movie.
Maybe that's why a lot of them didn't do anything past, you know, 2013.
Some of them appeared to be still alive, but like did not do anything else but that movie. The one character, Fishman. Milton Fishman.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, the only credit that he has to his name, which he was probably the most, had the most lines out of any of those kids in the movie. And then a couple of other ones didn't look like they'd hardly done anything. One of the kids was, I think, a young Indiana Jones, but that was about it. But yeah, a couple of the adult actors had passed away, and one of the kids had passed away as well.
That's
so that's sad.
Yeah.
But it's a 31-year-old movie. I mean, a lot happens and has happened in the last 31 years.
I know the guy who played the scout leader, he looked familiar, but
yeah, he,
I couldn't tell what he was actually from.
He was kind of like one of those type, what do they call it, like typecast type actors, where he was always like an army drill sergeant or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And then I also had, why would an innocent man keep running? Like, that just, to me, I get it, it was mistaken identity, but, you know, he just, like, sort of thought, well, I'm just going to keep running, and...
Well, he was an idiot, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Part of it.
And then the Playboy scene, I thought, was maybe one of the funnier scenes, where they were like, you got to explain to us the birds and the bees, and he's like, I do? And... They're like, yeah, it's in the scout
manual,
handbook.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And he tell, they're all like freaking out after that. That was actually probably the funniest part. And then, I think the part that annoyed me the most was his superhuman strength. Like whenever he's spread out over the cliff and they were like walking over his, he had his hands on one side of the cliff and his feet on the other side as a bridge, and the kids were walking across it.
Yeah.
That was just
and
stupid.
It didn't show how he got across.
Yeah, yeah. And there was...
And when he's saving the kid from a... He's... There's a kid hanging from a branch. He climbs down. Yeah. He's holding for with one hand. He's like, grab yeah. my hand!
Yeah.
And then he lets go. And
yeah.
I'm like...
It defies the laws of physics here.
Yeah.
Which, well, I mean, it's just slapstick comedy, but...
So, it is what it is. I didn't feel more or less of the movie than what I remember, I guess. It's kind of what I imagined it would be.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It was funny to revisit that, though.
So there you go.
Yeah.
A review no one asked for.
Right.
Bushwhacked. Maybe you want to check that one out.
Or maybe not.
So the only other thing, I mean, I'm trying to think of what other crap I've been watching. I told you I was watching Big Bang Theory just kind of in the background or whatever, and I finished that up for the first time. Surprisingly, it's one of those finales that people are actually like, oh, that was, they ended it well, you know? And I thought it was done well too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Seinfeld gets a lot of flack for being, and actually I don't think Friends was the greatest ending either. It was kind of,
should we go to the coffee shop? Or should we go have coffee? Where?
Yeah.
Chandler's line.
Yeah. So It was one of the better endings of a series, and so now I'm all ready for that new spinoff show, I guess.
Dude, you got to watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, okay.
I wish that I told you this last week. It would have been great for us to just have a weekly show discussing, although it would take me a lot longer to watch it, obviously, but we just finished season 7, so we're going into the final season, and for a show that is, I mean, it is captivated, whatever, us, Lori and I, like no other show, I feel like. I cannot believe, and so last night we finished watching the last episode of season 7, and it was late. The night before that, we ended up staying up until like 10, because we typically go to bed about 9 because we get up at 5, but so we're like staying up later to watch this show. And afterwards, we're like talking about it and trying, which we never do. We almost never talk about shows afterwards, but we're talking about the characters and like trying to figure stuff out. And she's like trying to Google without
any spoilers. That's got to be hard.
It is, yeah.
You don't want to look up things because you're, yeah.
Yeah, but there's so much to it that you're trying to figure out all the details so that you understand the plot and how it's changing and everything. So because you got to pay attention pretty closely, but it's just so well produced and organized. Like I don't know. I'm for being as old as it, and it's, you know, came out in 2011 and concluded in 2019, I think. And I just can't say enough about it. I think it's one of the best shows ever produced.
So what, 73 episodes? Is that what I'm getting?
I only have six or so left.
I'll catch up with you.
And then the last couple of seasons, I guess it's 7 and 8, the episodes get longer, or a few of them do.
Oh, do they? It's
kind of like what else did that?
67 minutes on. Yeah, a lot of, well, I guess HBO kind of tried to stay in like an hour long.
Yeah, some of them get to like an hour and 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, once they started streaming stuff. Yeah, this one's 81 minutes.
Yeah,
I know a lot of streaming shows, they just do it. They don't have a set time. They're just like, you know, this episode is going to take 43 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, next one maybe 32. You know,
yeah, that's true. Some of them are really short. But I think it's great. It's so funny to come across or you know, invest in a show that's older like that. But it's one of those that's, there's no way that it's dated, other than, I mean, even the like CGI is just really, really, really good.
Well, I mean, it's not that old. I mean, when is the first
2011?
First season is 2011. It ended what was the
19, I think.
Yeah, 2019, yeah.
But yeah,
2019 seems like yesterday, but it was seven years ago.
Yeah, exactly. now there is
You know?
I know. There is the prequel or whatever, House of the Dragon,
that
just came out. I think it was last year or the year before, but they're on season 2 or 3 now. So
that
we'll watch that next.
I know the actor from that. She is gonna be Supergirl.
Oh.
On the what's her name? Millie Alcock? Is that her name? She is in House of the Dragon. Just 7 Targaryen, a young
Targaryen.
I don't know the names of people.
I know, and that's the thing about those shows is
that she's a young version of a character. So
okay,
maybe, yeah,
yeah, yeah. They all have weird names.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Sounds good.
Yeah. What else? You had a pop culture segment on here.
Oh, I do have a pop culture. I really haven't. I was. Here, let's just.
No, that was a buzzer.
All right. So, as I do, I like to go through old VHS tapes and look for commercials.
I was wondering how you came across this.
And found an old commercial for the California Raisins.
Mm-hmm.
They were, man, this would have been the late 80s, mm-hmm. 87 through, I don't know.
89, I think.
Yeah. So it's literally like a claymation raisins, mm-hmm. singing and all that. So it comes down, it's a weird origin. There was a California Raisin Advisory Board.
Yeah.
The CalRAB, if you will. They had a problem. Raisins weren't selling because raisins aren't like a popular
snack. Or
snack. Whatever. No one really wanted it.
I like them.
Yeah. I think they're fine. I never was like, I hate these or love these. I'm just, you know, But they decided there was a pitch meeting, and an animator did his claymation style. The animator is Will Vinton. Don't know if that means anything to anyone, but they made a I heard it through the grapevine little pitch for California Raisins, and oh my gosh, did that take off?
Yeah.
It so you remember that
era
that era, right?
I remember the little figurines.
That's what I was going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Hardee's had them.
Oh.
And there was probably about 100 of them, I swear.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
I
mean, it seemed
I know.
Because I would be at my friend's house. Because, you know, when you're that age, my boy does that now with Happy Meal toys. He goes over, oh, I got this one. Yeah. And his friend is like, well, I have this one. And, you know, they're like, oh, cool, you know. It's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd have a raisin, you know, with a soccer ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd go, look what I got. Oh, yeah, I got the one blown a saxophone. Or, you know.
Yeah.
It was crazy, the amount of those. And I don't even, they were just little figures. They didn't
do anything. Yeah.
And, but for some reason we had to have them.
It says there was over 25 different figures.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I remember the craze. I didn't remember that they were from Hardee's, although I guess, yeah, it makes sense. But I don't know why Hardee's, like, they don't have anything that has raisins in it.
The Rise and Shine biscuits, the cinnamon raisin biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it went tied with.
Hmm. That makes sense.
It says if you bought two Rise and Shine biscuits or a dessert, you could buy a raisin figure for 99 cents.
Hmm.
I have a feeling they didn't care if you bought that. You could just buy one for 99 cents.
And that feels like kind of expensive for the 80s.
Yeah, it does.
Like you would expect that nowadays if you bought a meal and you had to pay extra, because a lot of times you get it with a meal.
Right.
But add another dollar? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, in 80s money, that's like, that's like $6.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember, you know, having a T-shirt that had the California Raisins on it. I was trying to look online, see if I could find the one. None really kind of like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember them being on a surfboard, and I found a few like that, and maybe it's what it is, but... It's just such a strange thing that raisins became a big, big thing. They even got a Christmas special, the Claymation Christmas special, which actually won an Emmy. They got another mockumentary, and there was a Saturday morning cartoon for the raisins.
Yeah.
But... good things come to an end. Apparently it did nothing to really help the raisin. Like, people weren't really like, oh, well, I'm associating that with raisins and getting raisins to eat.
Yeah.
They were just liking the characters,
right.
You know, the singing raisins. So in 1994, the California Raisin Advisory Board dissolved entirely. The grape farmers realized that they were paying massive fees just to fund an ad agency's expensive merchandise, and they weren't actually moving through enough product to justify the cost. So, and also, I mean, now they say culture reevaluation. You know, you almost, it's hard to go back and culturally reevaluate things. Because,
mm-hmm.
At this time, they're like, oh, maybe a little racist or whatever. But, you know, if your mind goes there, then maybe, you know.
Why would that? What connection would there be? I don't understand.
They say because they were like, I guess because they were dark skinned, but raisins, dark skinned, you know, I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
So I don't know.
Hmm.
But. I mean, it did change advertising. Think about like the M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know, today we have little M&M guys that are characters on TV. Yeah. And but a candy's an easier sell than Raisin.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you give me a peanut M&M, I'm happy.
Yeah.
A Raisin, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So, anyway, there's our look back at the...
I don't remember if I had any of those or not, but...
I had a bunch, and...
I don't remember going to Hardee's.
Yeah, it was one of the... You know, my family doesn't go very far to go to go to things.
I had a flashback, though, as you were describing it, of this was actually at the pretty much the exact same time that McDonald's Happy Meals had Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having these, this, in particular, the baby Kermit on the skateboard.
Mm-hmm. And the Fozzie Bear was on like a little
tricycle, looks like.
Tricycle. Oh, no. Really? Gonzo was on the little
horse. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Fozzie's on the. No, yeah. Fozzie's on the horse and Gonzo's on the.
I think I had just about every one of those. Yeah.
There
was only four.
Yeah, there's only four of those. It looked like they had maybe. Maybe they came out in different years and maybe had a couple of different. No? Oh, there's a.
Oh, there's five. There's an animal, too.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember. Playing with those whenever I was, I guess when I was like 8, 10 years old, 9, 10 years old.
I do remember those. The funny thing is how few of those there are. Because like my boy is Happy Meal toy. I mean, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Even though they end up, you know, in a box somewhere that we're like, can we just dump all this?
Yeah.
Because he was like now. He's collecting McDonald's has a Stranger Things toys. They're for the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it. He said it's. He goes, oh yeah, Dad, it's good. So I don't know. I haven't watched it. Tales from 85, I think.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
Huh. These don't appear to be all that valuable. It looks like I'm not sure if this is the entire set, but it's like $3 on Etsy. For the Baby Muppets.
Speaking of Happy Meal toys, a lot of them don't seem to hold their value.
Really?
But some do. Back, I don't know if you remember this, in the St. Louis area, and I think it was just St. Louis, or maybe we were one of the lucky spots, they were testing a Transformers Happy Meal. And they did it here, but they didn't do it like a lot of other places. So if you have one of those Happy Meal, Transformers Happy Meal toys from 1985, they're worth a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the robot or whatever?
I mean, they were a bunch of different ones, but they weren't, the colors were off.
Huh. Let me see if I can find it. 1985, you said?
I think it was 85.
Oh, were they these?
Yeah, look, like this one.
Oh, I think
I had one of these.
$50
for this one little
crap.
Cliff Jumper, St. Louis Regional Happy Meal.
Ah. Yeah, I know I had that one.
This one is
I think it was one of those that you
they didn't transform, so you're like, these are dumb.
Yeah, and you put it with like the rest of your Transformers, and you're like, this is garbage. It's like fake.
They're fake. I think they were just in robot form.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Wow.
I don't think they were the correct colors either. Yeah, because here's... Oh, no, that's Bumblebee.
Most of them that I'm seeing are like $100.
Yeah.
On eBay. Now, I do remember these. Those were cool. The vintage transforming McDonald's.
The changeables.
Is that what they're called? Yeah, they look like burgers, hotcakes, fries.
So, if you didn't know, they brought those back.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a few months ago.
Really?
Peter collected every single one of those.
Really?
He has, like, well, her, Molly, you know, she works for a bank, and one of the McDonald's owners kind of helped her get all the...
Oh, that's cool.
All the ones that we were missing.
She did some insider trading.
Yeah. Well, that's now, who you
did,
know.
What did Molly have to do to...
Just ask him.
Oh.
Can you give me all the toys? So, yeah, that was kind of cool. And those, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, those are... Because that's something I remember, too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I haven't... I still have my He-Man stuff that came out in like the early 2000s, late 90s that we were trying to get.
Those, yeah, that was a good McDonald's toy.
Yeah.
Like, they actually had some movement and they looked good. They didn't look cheap. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I have all those, and I save everything.
I don't have all of it by any means, but I know I have the two cats. And whatever else they came with.
Well, and at some point when the kids decide they want to play with something, and you're like, oh, okay. And then you're like, oh, wait, no. And then...
Well, funny thing is, we have this in our hall closet. We have this little area that's all the kids' toys for whenever. So if, like, Peter or any little kid comes over, like, there's toys for them to play with.
Right.
Our nephews, whatever. And they're... My vintage McDonald's toys are mixed in there. I don't even know how they got there. Oh, sorry, Ruby. I don't know how they got there, but I saw them one time, and I'm like, Lori, this is 25 years old.
Do you know how much this is worth? It's worth $6. Well, so what are you going on in... why is this not working? What you got going in on Shop Talk?
Oh, man. So I've been working on that house still that Lexi used to live in. And I think I mentioned it last time that I was I'm working on updating the electric in the back room.
Knob and tube.
Yeah, it had knob and tube, which is like scary stuff. And, oh, yeah, one of the outlets I mentioned last time was had like another live wire inside of it that wasn't even attached. And it's a metal box.
Oh, sounds safe.
I've decided at least I'm going to put in the effort to rewire the entire house myself. I've started to do some research. I've done...
Well, you didn't put the floor back, right? Because that's...
Just in that room, I haven't put the floor back yet.
Because, I mean, that's where the wire would go, right?
Right, but there's... I mean, I'm talking the whole house.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the kitchen. The kitchen, I actually did do that whenever I remodeled the kitchen like 6 years ago. I ran new wire. And then already the HVAC and the washer and the dryer, they all had updated wiring, but because that was easy. But if you go down like in the basement, it's an old basement, you know, similar to your old house, but definitely worse because it's like short ceilings.
Is it a cinder block?
Actually, part
foundation?
Of it is like limestone. What do you call it? Rock or whatever.
Huh.
So it looks like over the years they just like would patch into it and splice, and it's spaghetti going and all, and you have like old knob and tube or maybe like Romex coming out of the box. So the panel's been updated, but not recently, probably within the last like 50 years, but it's 100 amp, and you have relatively new Romex coming out of it, but then it splices into knob and tube, and then that travels out to the bedrooms and bathroom and living room and all the other rooms. So I'm going to give it a shot. You know, the attic is accessible.
Yeah.
You can actually walk in the attic. It's huge. And then the basement's accessible. And then there's two stories in between. So as long as I can drop stuff down and put stuff up with minimal like tearing into the walls, I'm going to do my best to remove everything and put in new, because the more it's like so ridiculous how people over the years, like they would take two wires and like no junction box or anything and just tape them together with whatever they could find. And the tape's all like dry rotted and falling, and the, It's such a hazard, and it's everywhere. I mean, you know, all
so I guess like things like that, an inspector isn't going to see.
No, it's inside the walls.
Well, yeah, and like they're not testing every outlet. They wouldn't they randomly test here or there? That because
yeah,
I don't know how an actual inspection would work when it comes to electrical and stuff like that.
I'm not entirely sure either. Honestly, I didn't get an inspection on it whenever I bought it because this was a short sale.
Mm-hmm.
I bought like in 2019 for, like $30,000. And I was just like, hey, the plumbing works, the electric works, it's on. You know, I went around and, you know, the lights were working and all that. And I looked at the panel. I'm like, hey, it's old, but I didn't know as much back then either. So it's always been kind of something I've been fascinated is the right word, but at least interested in is electrical stuff. And I'm going to give it a shot. And I know I've helped you with, you know, you got the electric in here now and we put in the new breaker to your panel and all that stuff. So,
but this was, we didn't have to tear out anything. We
no. Just, yeah, I know that's, I haven't done that. I've done a lot of new construction electrical or I ran
new constructions breeze.
Yeah,
you know, but the biggest thing I didn't quite know that you knew was just how to attach to the box,
the
there.
Panel. Yeah, put the breaker in the panel.
Yeah. And that was basically cutting all the power and shine a light on you.
Snap it in. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm, and the other thing is the panel itself. It's whoever did, like, you know, it's just like they added to it over the years and whatever. But like yours, you know, remember how we had to like remove that tab, like that metal tab to put the
space
in there? So at some point, the top two were removed. And I don't know if there was something else there and they took those breakers out, but there's just a hole there and they covered it up with like black electrical tape.
Oh, yeah. Like, good enough.
So I'm actually, you know, I'm not just going it alone. I'm actually using ChatGPT.
Oh yeah, seeing what they say.
Yeah,
because they're never wrong about stuff.
Well, I know, and I'm gonna verify with, you know, as much as I possibly can. But I did learn something recently in how to use AI better, and it's like it's all about the prompts that you give it, you know. And so like, one of the suggestions that I learned was you should ask it to act like something. So in this case, I'm asking it to act like an electrician or
a
professional electrician, but to explain it to me as like a novice. So it's like you're asking it to be this person and explain it to you, and this is the type of person you are.
Yeah.
And so I read that somewhere where it's like, I want you to act like a financial advisor, and you're explaining it to me as if I'm
an idiot
high school student or something like that. Yeah. And then another thing I'm starting to use to prompt it is ask me one question at a time, because I don't know if you've ever used, and this is ChatGPT, I don't know if they all act that way, but it'll ask you like 10 questions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're like, oh, so I got to answer all of those and then reply to you. Like, let's just do it one at a time. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's my AI usage lately. I feel like more and more, I know we've talked about that a couple times, but I feel like I'm definitely using it almost on a daily basis now.
I know I do.
One way or another.
Somehow I use it for something. You know,
mm-hmm. And it's essentially a tool. You know, it's not like it's changing how I'm doing things per se. Other than, you know, we'll put our notes from the show in here, and it'll give us a succinct little.
To me, it's summary. Saving time of what I would be doing.
Yeah,
normally, a lot of that stuff. You know, how many times, especially I remember car repair. You would search for something, and then it would get you to a forum. Then you'd have to go into that forum. Then you'd have to search for the person talking about that specific thing. And then you'd be like, oh, they're not talking about the same model. They're just talking about another Ford. And you gotta,
mm-hmm.
So it kind of, yeah, it helps with that. That I, like I said, and you said too, I use it daily. It's a very useful tool.
Something that I've been in the habit of doing, and this has probably been around for a while, but I've more recently gotten into the habit of, is asking questions to Google whenever I'm driving. Like, some random thought will pop into my mind.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, how do I get the best kind of gas mileage? You know, or just some random thought.
Right.
I was driving on the highway the other day on Highway 21, and it dawned on me. I'm like, there's no billboards on this highway. Is there? So I just, hey, is there a law or something preventing the billboards from being created on new Highway 21 and, you know, Jefferson County? And, you know, it told me, like, it's considered a scenic highway. There's, you know, essentially like a law that was passed many, many years ago. So there's no billboards. And,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I've been using it a lot for just like random thoughts.
Shower thoughts. That's what. Speaking of billboards, I don't know if you've noticed a lot of construction, they start putting up those big soundproof walls on the side of the highway.
I have mixed feelings about those.
I don't know. Like, I understand the reason, but I also feel that I don't think they're that pretty or
no,
pretty.
I
think they make it ugly.
I completely agree. I think they're hideous.
And I was at one point, I'm like, oh, look at that Oh, you can't see that billboard anymore there's a big wall in the way. So I'm like, I wonder if, you know, Molly always says, like, when I say things like that, she's like, she goes, you just have these old man thoughts all the time, you know? Yeah. I'm like, but I don't know. I'm just wondering, what do they do? This billboard has been here for probably 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And now,
are they gotta raise it or something?
They gotta raise it or something because there's a wall. Anyone who has paid money to use this billboard is worthless because you can't see. You can see the upper corner, you know.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah, they're everywhere down here now.
Oh, they're everywhere, and you could see the post where they're gonna put them too. And you're like, why do they need to wall in the highway so much? Was it that much of a? I thought the original intent was sound, you know, for the houses that are on the...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But is there that many houses that are complaining about that? Or
I know. I was wondering how... And I was curious how much of an improvement it makes.
Right.
Because, I don't know, sound's going to travel. A lot of times there's a gap at the bottom still, and then it's just going to go like right over, I feel like. But,
I mean, obviously it's got to make some difference, but it seems like a lot to put into it for, I don't really understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, we're adding another lane, so we got to add a wall.
Yeah. But in other news, now that you mentioned highways, they finally got all the construction and South St. Louis completed on Highway 55.
I noted. Yeah, we drove down there coming back from on our trip, Ted Drew's and all that.
Oh,
way. Coming back down, I was like, I'm going to take the highway back because Josh says it's open now. And
gosh, it was like 5 years or something that it took to finish
forever,
that project. Ugh.
Like, wow, there's not the cones and everything. Because mostly
slalom detours.
Mostly, it was a bunch. There was never anyone working.
No,
they were waiting on some part or something.
Yeah, girders.
Yeah.
Yep. In other old man news, I didn't get to this a minute ago. So my next door neighbor. Okay, this isn't a knock on him by any means, but like last weekend, he's a guy who, like, his yard looks fine, but he's not like, you know, he's not like me where he's trying to make it look as nice as it possibly can. You know, he's just like, yeah, it's fine. You know, it's green. It doesn't matter what's in it, you know, kind of thing. And he mows his grass, not as frequently as me. So he doesn't, you know, he'll like get a little taller and then he'll mow it.
You're
whatever.
Describing me.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a guy. He's just normal, I'm a little OCD about my yard. And but anyway, he mowed it last Saturday, and I only remember that because they were having a graduation party at their house, and I remember he, like, you know, did it before his guests came over and everything. So then he was telling me later that day, he's like, yeah, we're leaving tomorrow. We're going on a vacation, Alaskan cruise, actually. And he's like, we're going to be gone for a week or 10 days or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So yesterday I step out of my garage and turn right. And it, like, literally I said out loud, like, what the hell? Because my grass, I always keep it at almost the highest setting. So it's like 3 or 4 inches tall. Yeah. And I know he's gone, but somebody cut his grass. And I don't know if it's somebody, like, because he said that it was just him and his wife. His kids were staying home, and people were going to, like, help out with the kids and stuff. So I don't know if somebody was like, oh, I'm going to do him a favor and cut his grass, which he just cut it, you know, 4 or 5 days ago.
If he's gone for 10 days and that's when
it would be fine.
Fine.
But it was scalped. I mean, down to, like, almost the dirt.
Oh, man.
It looks so bad. It's... on, you know, my side is all
putting green.
Oh, but it's like brown.
Yeah.
And I think it's already not scorched it, but like caused some damage to the grass itself. So I don't know if it's because he said like his dad was helping out or something, but I'm like, holy crap. It is. And they threw all the grass. So like his side discharge, I guess, out of the mower they used. It threw grass like all over my house and all over my...
Oh, it's your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell happened? It looks so bad. And I told Lori, and she's like rolling her eyes at me because going back to your point about Molly saying you're an old man, but...
I don't get it.
Many years ago, I remember telling you guys this story about the guy across the cul-de-sac, but he doesn't live there anymore, but he thought it was going to be the nicest thing to come over and mow my grass.
Oh, when you got pissed, yeah.
Oh my God, I was so angry because I had been watering it and it was like June because it was around Father's Day, and he thought he was doing a favor, and he had this riding lawnmower, and he came over and he must have had the deck down on its lowest setting, and he scalped the crap, and there was spots where the ground was uneven and it was just like dirt, like a patch of dirt. And I was like, who the hell did, like, I literally thought I was pranked or it was some kind of like weird like I had no idea. And he comes over later and he's like, happy Father's Day, buddy.
You
oh, I was so mad. I was like, please don't ever cut my grass again. It was so bad. I had just gotten it to like a good spot.
Did you say that? Did you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I was in a nice way. I was like, yeah.
That's great. Don't do it again.
Yeah. I like to cut my own grass, like that kind of thing. So I think that trauma has kept me from allowing anybody to cut my grass since then, because I won't even let my kids cut my grass anymore.
See, I don't have that big a problem.
Yeah, I got issues.
I mean... on one hand, though, it's like you also know the way you want to cut it and stuff. And like someone else will come in and do it something wrong differently. And you'll be like, why'd you do it that way? And then,
yeah, exactly. Any updates with your Sunday service? Is it?
Oh,
have you seen any improvement or anything?
Not really.
No, I just bought some seed for this house that I'm working on because...
it's not a good time to put it in, though.
I put it down about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And it's, man, I was shocked at how well it took off.
I can't get shit to grow.
I know. I thought about you, and I didn't do anything special. I didn't even put down any hay or straw or whatever on top of it. I just threw it down on bare ground and, you know, just lightly. And I'm up there like 3 days a week, and I would just do like with the handheld nozzle. I thought for sure, I'm like, this is all going to get blown away or birds are going to eat it or it's going to get washed away. But man, it like stayed put and it has taken off and it's like 3-4 inches tall now.
Well, I mean, I've got another bag. I mean, I could try again. I mean, I guess maybe it wasn't warm enough when I did it.
That's possible. I do think the ground has to be a certain temperature.
It has to be. But you don't want it too warm. You know,
I know. It's like, yeah, it's very fickle.
You need that, but I guess between 65 and 85 is the
might be right. Yeah,
the spot you want to be. So it could have been like that.
Too cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I was surprised how well.
And it was nights just, were still getting cold at the time.
Yeah. I just bought, I don't even remember what it was, like Pennington, I think. Just a small bag because I didn't have much space. But I had this spot that was probably, well, about the size of this room here that was completely bare. And I just like threw it out with my hand and yeah, it took off and it's filled in now. It looks really, really good.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Well, I'll try again. I mean, I've still got stuff to use and I've got, there's another shipment that'll come in the fall, because I've always heard your best seeding happen, you should do in the fall.
I think they say because it's getting cooler and the roots are like gonna travel down deeper and then they'll like they'll be ready for the next year, as opposed to like in the summer you put it out and then like they get either there's a drought or too much heat and they just can't handle it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. Old man stuff.
Yep.
We could seriously do a segment called Old Man Talk.
It's, yeah.
Or just the whole podcast could be that.
Yeah, it essentially is. Well, I guess that's it. That's about it.
Yep.
We did a show.
We did. Felt like a long one.
I think you're right.
That's what she said.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
Yep.
Well, you hit it right on that time. You've been...